Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
What is your earliest memory? Like the first thing you ever remember happening in your life? Justin Herbert, he's a quarterback for the Chargers. He was asked at a press conference, how did he know his coach, Jim Harbaugh, was different? And here's what happened.
What was the first time, maybe during offseason workouts or something that Jim said where you were like, this guy's definitely different?
I think when he talked about remembering the day that he was born was probably the first day that he kind of told us the whole story and how he remembered looking out the window. And I think it was a cold, snowy day. And I really hope he does remember that. That'd be pretty cool.
Can you remember the day you were born? Is that a real thing that can happen?
Here's the thing, man. Jim Harbaugh is a crazy person. He's a fanatical coach, and he's one of these guys that's like hyper-focused. And, you know, listen, you've heard people say this stuff before, right? Like, I've heard people say that they remember coming through the birth canal like it was a time machine or a wormhole that they passed through. But when you hear somebody say that, you just got to think to yourself, no, bro, that's crazy.
So I just Googled, can you remember the day you were born? And it pops up. It is generally accepted that no one can recall their birth.
Yeah. But there's people that have like written books and yes. stuff and that swear that they're highly in tune with that type of thing. I don't know.
It says most people can't remember events from the first few years of their lives. So what is the first memory you have ever of your whole life?
You know what? I was trying to think about this. Like, they're all from this house that we used to live at.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few different ones, but I think that the one that's most vibrant and I, in my mind, I was the youngest was I put my hand directly on a cookie baking sheet as it came out of the oven. Like, I wanted those cookies and I grabbed that sheet and I burned my hand very severely. And I remember we had this massive aloe plant in the corner of the house. And I just remember that thing being slathered on my hand for like, days after that, a day or two. Right?
How
like
old do you think you were?
I mean, if I had to guess, I think it was before my sister was born. So that would make me like, I don't know, four or five.
Okay, that's a little bit older.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Maybe three.
I think the traumatic experience of burning your hand is definitely what triggered that memory.
Oh, 100. It's like I have never. I think I burnt my hand one other time in my life after that. That is it.
So for me, it's the weirdest thing, and it's so strange. My dad was building our home.
Okay.
And my mom had brought us to go to see it during the construction.
Lovely.
And I remember that I was being potty trained, and the bathroom downstairs, which was all blue tile, light blue tile everywhere, it was half under construction, but the toilet was in.
Okay.
And I remember having to go potty and sitting on that toilet and looking in this blue bathroom and looking around and, you know, and being like nervous about this new house and this new toilet.
You had toilet anxiety.
I guess.
I mean, adults have that now.
It explains so much. I have toilet anxiety now. I'm a grown woman.
That's what I'm saying.
It's true.
It wasn't that shocking that happened to you then and now it's still with you.
My gosh, psychiatrists have a field day with this stuff. No kidding.
This toilet anxiety, that's your cookie sheet. You see that? That's metaphorically speaking. There it is.
That's why I hate going to the public bathrooms. It was like, I don't, what was your earliest memory, your first one? What do you remember?
I think when he talked about remembering the day that he was born.
That's Justin Herbert, the quarterback for the Chargers. He was asked at a press conference how he knew his coach, Jim Harbaugh, was different. And that's what he said. He remembered the day he was born.
Yeah, if somebody was starting to tell you that one of the first times that you met them, then yeah, that would stick out.
All right. Maybe you don't remember the day you were born, but everybody's got that earliest memory. Producer Julie, what was your earliest memory?
My first memory was I was sitting on the deck in my house and my uncle was sitting in front of me and I poked at his beard and he was like, no, I didn't shave here. I didn't shave here. But I just remember there was a party and I can just remember like everybody being there. It was so weird. That's the first thing that I can think of that farthest back.
The party.
Texture thing, I think, right? Putting your fingers in the beard. Like yeah. A mossy thing. Anything living in there?
No, not. Thank goodness there was nothing living in there.
Well, that works out well.
Food or anything like that?
I don't remember that. Just the beard.
Do you have a good relationship with your uncle?
Yeah. Yeah. The whole family is a great relationship. So it's really nice that I have that as my first memory.
Right. A party family all together. Better than me just sitting on a toilet as a 2.5-year-old.
More importantly, does he still have the beard?
Yes.
Cardi, tell us, what is your earliest memory? The thing that you recall?
So I was about 2 years old, and we were visiting my great aunt Marie in Pennsylvania, and nobody had the key to the house after we drove from Long Island, and they put me through the window and were trying to navigate me to open the door.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. Your first memory. You're a cat burglar.
Right.
So great.
Exactly. Breaking and entering. How old do you think you were?
I was probably no more than 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you're the one breaking, if they're tossing you through the window, but no. You are entering. Mm-hmm. That much is true.
True. It's a good thing I was doing gymnastics at the time. I tucked and rolled and threw the window.
Imagine she just laid down and took a nap.
Right. You got her in the house, but she can't reach the doorknob. Perfect.
Thanks, Courtney.
I was looking for snacks before I opened the door.
Right.
Dylan, what was your earliest memory?
Earliest memory, I was probably about 3 years old. Holding a stroller, and I remember I was in the grocery store with my mom, and I remember pointing at the, you know, those little small, back then they were 25 cents for a bag of chips, and I wanted a bag of chips, and my mom was like, you're not getting a bag of chips, and I kept pointing at it, you're not getting a bag of chips, and then when we're going outside the door, I'm still pointing at the bag of chips, and she's talking to somebody who's outside the door, and I noticed that the door it's getting smaller. And I'm like, why is this door getting smaller? So I put my finger in the corner of where the door is getting smaller, not thinking anything of it. And the door just closes on my finger. Mm. And I just scream like bloody murder. My mom freaks out. I'm crying. So what do you want? What do you want? And then I ended up getting the bag of chips.
Right.
Nice.
I remember eating the chips and my finger hurting and crying. That's the first memory I have. And I told my friends that. And I'm like, I think pain is the thing that reminds you that you're alive. And that's the first thing I remember.
100%. Yeah. I mean, that's how it was for mine.
I'm also the mom that always yells, watch your fingers next to doors. Yeah. I don't know why I'm so scared of kids getting their fingers chopped off in revolving doors, automatic closing doors.
Because they always do.
Yeah.
They stick their fingers places. I got one of my other early memories is getting my finger caught in a car door.
That's
it
true.
Closing in that car door. You remember when the glass used to go right up to the top?
Yes.
And a lot of people would close it by the glass window.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, the worst. Yeah.
OG mom thing to do is to definitely, when your kids are crying because they're hurt, is to offer them something to eat. I still do that with my 6-year-old. I'll be like, okay, sit on mommy's lap. I got you this ice cream. And it's like the minute she starts eating the ice cream sandwich, it's like even though she's in pain and you see the tears, much better.
She forgets the concussion.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's fine.
What is your earliest memory and how old were you? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Jim Harbaugh, he is the coach of the Chargers, and he told his players that he remembers the day he was born.
Yeah, he's a little bit of an interesting dude, and that's a strange story. But if you want everybody's attention in the room, that's a good place to start.
He said he looked out the window and he remembers seeing the snow. I mean, can you imagine? Producer Justin, what was your very first memory?
My first memory was a flex. I couldn't have been more than 3 years old, and I'm in my parents' kitchen in the first house that I remember living in, and I had two little 3-year-old buddies over at the house with me. We were all playing together, and my mom had given us all cups of juice or milk or whatever, and this is before sippy cups, so they were just open little plastic cups.
I mean, we lived wild in the 70s and 80s, man. Things were crazy.
There was no containers, no tops,
oh, nothing. Man. Sippers on those things.
Right. Yeah,
straws, get out of here.
Yeah. And I remember turning to my two little friends and saying, I can drink this with one hand. And I one-handed the cup instead of the two of them had both hands around it. And I was like,
I still yelled. I'm a two-hand yeller. Two hands. I'm always yelling two hands on cups.
I don't know why that stuck out, but it's probably the first thing I remember doing.
You're so proud of yourself.
Right. It's the first time he was like, oh, yeah.
I got this.
Watch this. That's awesome.
Hey, Nick, first memory. What was it?
Oh, you get a load of this one. I'm in the bathroom, My sister is 2 years old. I'm about four. Open the drawer. I say, oh, look at this, a pair of scissors. It was Easter Sunday. We're getting ready to go to church. I take out the scissors, and I look at my sister, and I go, hey, you want a haircut?
No.
She goes, yes. And I trimmed her hair right across the top, right down to her scalp. My mom wigs out. She ends up going to church with a bonnet on her head. And guess what?
What?
That's exactly where I'm bald right now.
See that? Right. Turned around
Karma.
And gotcha.
Yeah. Did your mother cry? The one time that Hayden cut her hair, her own hair, I cried. I cried.
I mean, at least
cried.
Your sister was in on it, right? Like, okay. She would get in trouble cutting Barbie's hair. But if you cut your sister's hair, if you say, well, she said I could do it.
I got such a beating.
Yep.
I bet.
Yeah, I'm
Easter
sure.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Another thing they don't do anymore. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great day, Nick.
Angelica, go ahead. What was your very first memory?
First memory. I was three. And that's when John Lennon died. And I just remember my mom being so devastated by it. I think it was just because it was so traumatic to her that it just stuck in my memory. I was only three.
Yeah. Yeah, you were like, is mom going to be okay?
No,
whoever this John
true.
Guy is, I don't know him.
Yeah.
But, right.
I was certainly older, but one of my core memories is getting home from, I was out with friends, and walking into my mom's bedroom, and she was sitting in bed drinking tea, crying, and Princess Diana had died, watching all the news coverage.
Right.
And like, it's one of those core memories, you know?
Mm. Wild how the human mind works.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.